Now here is a goal in Armagh. 2 minutes on the clock. Here goes Armagh. Lauren McConville going through. They're still. They need a foul. Brilliant tackle. And the ref's giving a free in. Does he know he's playing on? I don't know what he's doing. I can't understand the refs. I can't understand his hand movement at all. He looked like he'd given a free in at him, and he didn't give a free in. Do they all have possession of the ball? The people know. 1 minute, 47 seconds. Back to Rosie McCaffrey, and she did really well, and she's throwing the ball slow. A brilliant dive. That's the dive that's going to win the match for Donegal. Nicole McLaughlin, the ball's going to wait for her. She did brilliantly. Ball's turned over again. Armagh go across the 45. The ref's giving a free in. It's play on. They're two. There's a great chance of a goal for Armagh. The ball's in the back of the net. And the goal's been given. Unbelievable scenes. Two players lying down on the ground. And it's that girl that didn't score all day, Kelly Mallon, has got the goal right at the death. One minute, 19 seconds left.
As you said here, Martin, this is a very confusing situation to me, even from a Donegal perspective. Jernan's back there, turned the ball over, we broke out, and when we give away the possession, the referee's given a free, there's a player down with a head injury, didn't stop the game, and allowed them to continue, and Armagh have taken their goal from that. But I don't know, there's a minute and 19 left, Donegal need to get a point here. We could see these free kicks hit, Martin.
They worked it out. It's 3:17 to 2:19. I don't know will they be able to. They're too tired to get the ball. They've conceded two goals, one at the end of full time when they had the game won. Now they've conceded one at the very end this time, and this is so puts Armagh a point ahead, 3:17 to 2:19. Armagh 3:17, Donegal 2:19. That goal coming from Kelly Mallon. She got 8 or 9 frees. Now she's got the goal. She's given a free to Donegal here. Wasn't a free at all. Out in the half back line. Need to kick it quickly. There's just 1 minute and 4 seconds left. Can they get? He'd probably give. If they get the ball forward, he might give them a free. Here goes Donegal. Niamh McLaughlin going right across the field. Need to get runners off the shoulder quickly. Need to go to keeping possessions. Work to the side of the field. 48 seconds left. It's a fullback, Evelyn McGinley, going forward. Kicks it in long. Donegal have it inside. It's number 25, Emma McGrory. Emma McGrory, they need to get it in. She just needs to do something with it. And Armagh turned it over. Armagh done really well. And Armagh won the free out. And that's game over, you'd feel. That's game over.
Donegal need to push up here and at least put the pressure on. Make it 50-50. There's 20-odd seconds left here.
Yeah.
Carrie O'Hanlon's going to take all day with taking this free kick and leaving.
That's Donegal just using experience. Back to the goalkeeper. 17 seconds left. 17 seconds. Donegal trying to do everything. Charlie McLaughlin was here and there. Doesn't deserve to be in the losing team. Carrie O'Hanlon has it. They're working out for Donegal. You're right now putting enough pressure on. 6 seconds. Ball's worked out. They have it. It's Armagh's away. It's Armagh's game. They're working up the field. The Hooters going to go any minute. Here they go. Armagh 1 point ahead. 2:19 to 3:70. Hooters gone. Armagh won the match with a last minute goal by Kelly Mallon. Ball worked out the field. They're going mad out the field. Armagh supporters. Donegal players are down on their feet out there. But a brilliant performance. I think of Armagh. They never died. And they got two very important goals at two stages in the game. But the good thing about it, I suppose, you're still in the Champions of Burnley. But yeah. 3 in a row for Armagh.